The economic downturn due to the COVID-19 pandemic has been sounding a death knell for some businesses, but at the same time, other businesses are thriving. WYPR's John Lee reports that Baltimore County is trying to figure out why some businesses are doing well and how the ones that are tanking could be helped.
Dante Daniels started Collins Restaurant, named after his son, in Randallstown about 7 years ago. Then he decided to open a second location in the city.
We were targeted to open in March.
But that didn't happen, since that, of course, was just when the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
So although the construction never slowed down anything, but when it come down to getting licenses, when they closed courthouses, the liquor board, just everything just slowed down from there.
Daniel says he focused on shifting his Randallstown restaurant to 100% carryout. Then he turned his attention back to the second restaurant, which finally opened last month. Daniel says, COVID or no, to make it in the restaurant business, you have to be persistent and stay consistent. He says there was a line at the door when his new restaurant opened. The word went out through Facebook, Instagram, email blasts, and neighborhood newsletters.
You know, until they put a padlock on the door, I'm not going to stop fighting.
Daniel says he qualified for a loan from the government's Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, which really saved the day. Business owners like Daniel's, who have been able to adjust, can make it in the COVID economy, according to Scott Phillips, the managing director for legal and business consulting services.
But that's not everybody. And there's going to be a significant number of businesses lost, unfortunately. Not everybody's going to be able to weather the storm.
And just what that economic storm is looking like now, the fourth month of the COVID pandemic, was made clear during a forum of Baltimore County business leaders. For instance, County Economic Development Director Will Anderson says hotels are operating at only 25% occupancy. Anderson describes that as crushing. Towson University economist Darius Arani predicts the economy as we knew it before March will not return for several more years. For one thing, Arani points out the reopening of the economy is being driven by government policy.
It's not being dictated by animal spirits. It's being dictated by the fact that we're opening restaurants on a 50%, 75%, 100% level, slowly but surely.
Arani adds businesses with the highest risk of transmitting infection, like restaurants, airlines, concerts, and live sporting events, will not rebound until we feel safe using them. He says that could be next year, and that's assuming there's no second wave. But Arani says there is opportunity for those businesses that can do a rapid pandemic pivot.
Many people have gotten used to, over the last 4 months now, do the grocery shopping online, have it delivered. Those types of jobs and logistic coordinators are going to be needed.
Baltimore County has a $10 million grant program to help small businesses that did not qualify for government assistance like the PPP. So far, about $1.3 million of that has been given to more than 200 businesses. According to County Executive Johnny Oshevsky, more than 50% of those awards have been to businesses owned by women and minorities. According to Phillips, there is another factor at work that is helping some minority businesses during the downturn, Black Lives Matter.
With folks wanting to do business, seeking out opportunities to do business very specifically with Black-owned firms. And that's something that's within the last 3 to 4 weeks that I'm beginning to see.
Phillips says everyone needs to have an intentionally inclusive mindset. Otherwise, people will be left behind, which will not be good for a recovering economy. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.